This is a CKTZ News Update. Kai Harvey was in her early 20s when she decided to purchase a kayaking business on rural Cortez Island. The original entity, Misty Isles Adventures, offered both sailing and kayaking excursions. And having grown up on Cortez with plenty of time exploring local waters, Harvey got excited about purchasing Misty Isles Adventures when it came up for sale. She had already worked for a couple of years in the business as a kayaking guide, and then she came up with the notion of splitting the business into two entities, one focusing on sailing excursions and the other on kayaking trips.
Guiding and sharing my connection with about the island felt very natural to me, and so it immediately felt like a great fit. And then I did further guide training, and then it was only 2 years later when Mike and Samantha were looking to sell their company. And at first I didn't think of it too much, but I don't know what really started me thinking about it, to be honest. I don't remember, but I remember having many conversations with my mom, who is an entrepreneur. My parents run Gathering Place Trading Company, so they are entrepreneurs, so we're always talking about different business ideas. So it came naturally. And so then soon we started talking about what it would look like to buy just the kayaking aspect of the company, and we hadn't spoken to Mike or Samantha yet about what it would be like to split the business in two. So at first it was just really dreaming, and also I was in my second year of university at that time, and so it didn't really feel like a good time to do it. If I'm being honest, like, it felt like a crazy idea, but because I was like studying totally different things at school, but I really love this and I really loved Cortez, so I guess we're gonna make it work. And then also things just started aligning. Like, I spoke to Mike about it and he was really stoked, and we didn't know who might buy the other aspect of the business yet. We didn't really know. There was a few people potentially interested, but then soon Amy and who now run Misty Isles Adventures, they came forward as people interested. And so then we started discussions with me and them, and we weren't sure at first what kind of model we would take, but then it ended up we realized that both businesses could be maximized if they were separate completely. And so then we can put all of our effort into them, and we still partner with them in some capacities, which is really one, but we realized that with then both businesses could be better. And so I think that's what has happened. So that's really cool to see the evolution and the growth and the intergenerational transfer of business on Cortez and local business happening, which is so wonderful. So I feel like everybody involved in the whole transaction was so pleased because it was the best case scenario. Amy grew up on Cortez. I grew up on Cortez. It's very cool to have that passing of the baton.
And this is your fourth season operating Cortez Kayaks. How's it been going?
It's been going really well. Our first season, 2019, I think was eye-opening as to the possibilities out there. We really expanded our offerings. At first, we really followed the tracks of what the previous company had been doing, but then we rebranded as Cortez Kayaks, and we also started the creative process of coming up with new adventures and new places to explore that I have had an intimate connection with throughout my whole life. And so I have loved that process. It's one of my favorite things about the company. Going out on my own or with my siblings or with my partner Oliver and exploring a place and then dreaming of what it would be like to bring people here and the stories we could tell. And those might be overnight adventures or day adventures. But that process, that creative process of creating a trip, is always really special.
And how are bookings for this year?
Bookings for this year, great. Yeah, we have lots of bookings. We're pretty much sold out for any multi-day offering. This year is a unique year as well because Oliver and I are actually getting married. So we're trying to take some time off in August, which makes our summer schedule even more tight. And we're cramming everything into this month, June and July and early August, and things feel fully booked. But if we had the full season to expand everything, which we don't this year, then I feel like it would feel more mellow. But right now it feels very busy.
And Kai, you touched on it just a moment ago, but tell us about the kinds of kayaking experiences you...
Yeah, so our most common tours that run several times a week are afternoon tours and our evening tours. So our afternoon tours run from 1:30 till 5:30 p.m. and Manson's Lagoon most often. And we explore the coastline between Manson's Lagoon and Shark's Spit, and depending on the level of the paddlers. But yeah, it's a really beautiful beautiful and dynamic coastline to explore. And with every tide, it's different. And with every season, it's different. So there's always a lot to see, which is really fun. And then our evening tours are our sunset and bioluminescence tours. And so the sunset tours run from early spring until late July. And then in late July, we transition from the sunset to doing the bio tours. And the bioluminescent tours are a little bit later in the evening. The sunset ones are from 7:30 till 10:30 p.m. And then the bioluminescent ones are 8 till 11 p.m. And those are both really wonderful. They're such a gorgeous time to be on the water. It's usually pretty calm and you get to see the end of the sunset on the bio tours. And then the bioluminescence is obviously quite magical, seeing the phytoplankton light up in the water. Yeah, they're great.
Stars above and stars below.
Yeah, that's what we always say.
Now, this is essentially, obviously, your own business, but you've engaged the help of your siblings and other people who either grew up on Cortez or have been here for some time and are skilled on the water. Why is that important to you, to basically include your other family members in the business?
It's a good question. I don't know. It feels just natural. We grew up in a family business, so why not start another family business?
And you must get along pretty well. Yeah, for the most part.
We get along extraordinarily well. I feel so lucky to have such a good relationship with my siblings. And also the other aspect is that it's so easy to work with both of my siblings. We can talk, of course, but we don't have to explain how to do anything. We just know the way each other moves, in a sense. I don't really know how to explain it. And it's the same with Oliver as well. Like, we all work extraordinarily well. This year, we are very short-staffed, unfortunately, but we have myself guiding Oliver as well, and then Tosh and Asha, my two siblings, and then we also have Jolene, who works at Hollyhock. She's amazing. And yeah, we try to only hire locals who live on Cortez or have some kind of long-term commitment to Cortez, just because we feel like that adds so much more to the experience. Because so many tourism companies, you'll go out and the guide will be like, yeah, I just moved here from Australia or something. Yeah, it's special to have people who know Cortez intimately in whatever way. So even if they've just moved to Cortez, but they have some sort of long-term commitment to the island, I feel like that's totally fine too. But it's just nice to have people who know the area more than just in the superficial sense of this is a fact of type of tree or this sea star, but actually have their own personal stories to interweave in the narrative of the overarching tour. We think that's really special. And I think family businesses are great. It's like the local economy here on Cortez. It's good.
Final question, Kaya, and that is, what makes the waters off Cortez Island special?
Yeah, Cortez is in a really unique place. It's where the waters meet around the northern end of Vancouver Island and the south. And so we have a very biodiverse area with different ecosystems to the south and to the north. We also have a really dynamic coastline, with the northern end of Cortez being primarily a really bluffy ecosystem and the southern end being very sandy, more reef ecosystem. So it's very cool to explore those different boundaries. Cortez is also the boundary between two different biogeoclimatic zones. That adds another layer of biodiversity. And then there's the rain shadow of the Vancouver Island Mountains, which decrease the amount of precipitation we get here on the island. And so that creates its own microclimate here. So we definitely have some interesting variables to explore. But I think the most special thing about coming to Cortez is that you're at the end of the road. Nobody's really passing through to go anywhere else. I mean, everybody's here for a reason. So that adds a level of intention in being here and exploring this area. It's everybody's here because they meant to get here. No one gets here by accident, that's for sure.
Harvey says in 2023, Cortez Kayaks plans to expand their offerings to include a multi-day circumnavigation of Cortez Island, as well as lodge-based yoga and kayaking retreats. Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.